spend a couple of weeks.
所以每个学期我们都大概有三次的时间会回到佛罗里达住一段时间。
I'm missing some people here this morning.
我今天看到很多这个以前认识的人。
I'm missing Sister Jean Schwartz.
有很多我之前认识的人今天不在我们当中。
And Sister She.
像妈咪，然后徐师母。
And Crystal.
和冯晶。
These are all dear friends of my wife and me.
他们都是我妻子和我的朋友。
And over the years, Sister She has found out that I like lo mein.
这么多年之间，徐师母发现我很喜欢吃这个捞面。
Sometimes I hear it called Chinese noodles.
有时候大家叫它说是中式的面条。
So every time my wife and I are in town, Sister She always makes us some lo mein.
所以我们每次来到这里的时候，徐师母都会给我们做这种面条吃。
So I'm missing her this time.
但这次她不在这里，所以我很想她。
Thank you for coming this morning.
谢谢大家今天早晨来。
I'm reading a verse of scripture from the book of Romans.
我将要读罗马书中的一句经文。
Chapter 14 and one verse, verse 7.
在罗马书14章第7节。
It's an interesting little verse that many times is overlooked.
这是对我来说很有趣的一节经文，很多时候我们可能会忽视它。
And Romans 14 says the following, For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself.
在罗马书14章7节中说道, 我们没有一个人为自己活, 也没有一个人为自己死。
So what the Apostle Paul is saying that you and I are going to influence people as we live our lives.
所以, 使徒保罗在这里说到的就是我们在我们的生活中
So my topic this morning is, what is your influence?
所以我今天早上的题目是,你的影响又是什么呢?
Now the great apostle Paul is here stating a universal fact that stands beyond dispute.
伟大的使徒保罗在这里所说的是一个毫无争议的一个事实。
None of us live in a vacuum.
没有,我们中间没有人是生活在真空当中的。
We interface with people all day long in the school, in the work, in the home, in the church.
我们每天都要跟人打交道，不管是在教会、在工作中还是在学校。
Now, whether you like it or not, you are influencing people around you.
不管你喜不喜欢，你每天都在对周围的人产生影响。
And I might remind you this morning that as just mere people living here on earth, there's no end of good that you might do, and there's no end of evil that you might influence.
作为我们生活在这个地球上的人来说，你永远可以达到更好的成就，做更好的事情，而同时你也可能做更糟的事情。
And there might be some days when you get up and you wish you could turn off your influence.
也许有一天你早上起来想要关掉你自己的这种影响力。
But you can't do that.
但是这是不可能的。
Church congregations have people who are very influential.
在教会的会众当中有些人是很有影响力的。
Student bodies in the college have people who are very influential.
在学校里大学生中也有一些人他们是很有影响力的。
And so it isn't very long before leaders recognize certain people are more influential than others.
花不了多久，我们就会看到有些人比其他人要更具有这种影响力。
Sometimes the pastor will say to me when I'm visiting a church, we talk about someone and they say, well, he's very influential or she's very influential.
有时候我去拜访教会的时候，牧师就会跟我说，这一个弟兄或者姐妹在我们中间很有影响力。
So I want to tell you some things about influence this morning.
今天早上我就要跟大家分享关于影响力这件事情。
The first thing I would point out is your influence is almost always unconscious.
第一件事我想要跟大家分享的就是我们的影响力基本上总是无意识的。
You would be surprised at how much influence you're having on some people.
你有时候你都意识不到你自己会对别人产生多么大的影响。
Let me give you an example of a person who had considerable influence on another man.
让我来举一个例子，是看一个人如何很大的影响另外一个人。
Many years ago in Africa, there was a great missionary by the name of David Livingstone.
在很多年前，在非洲有一个很伟大的布道家叫大卫·利文斯顿。
He became a missionary explorer. He was from Scotland, and he felt God led him to go to deep Africa to minister.
他是来自苏格兰的一个宣教士，他被神呼召到非洲去宣教。
He was the first non-African to ever look upon Victoria Falls, that great beautiful falls there in Central Africa.
他是第一个不是非洲人的人来到那个维多利亚大瀑布，然后见到那么壮观的景象。
And that's where it gets its name. He named it for Queen Victoria, who was his queen while he was living in Africa.
所以这个传教士就用维多利亚女王的名字为那个美丽的大瀑布命名，叫它维多利亚瀑布。
In 1873, David Livingstone died.
在1873年的时候，利文斯顿去世了。
And the last thing he was doing when they found him dead in his room, he was on his knees beside his bed praying as he died.
在他就要过世的时候，在他要咽气的时候，他还跪在他的床边在祷告。
So Great Britain wanted to bring his body back and give him a grand burial in Westminster Abbey in London.
所以当时英国就想要把他的遗体接回英国，给他一个特别合宜的一个葬礼。
But the African tribe would not give up his body.
但是在非洲的这些部落的人们就不愿意放弃他的这个遗体。
But eventually they agreed to give the body back, but they cut him open and took out his heart and buried it there in a little town where he lived.
但是后来这个非洲的人民他们就妥协说同意把他的遗体运回英国，但在那之前他们把他遗体的心脏取了出来，埋葬在他当时生活的那个小镇上。
The tribe said, you can have his body, but his heart belongs in Africa.
所以这个非洲的部落的人民就说，你们可以拥有他的身体，但他的心永远属于非洲。
And if you go to London today in Westminster Abbey, you can see the place where David Livingstone's body lies in state.
如果大家去到伦敦的威斯敏斯特教堂的话，你现在还可以看到他的这个遗体被埋葬的地方。
Now, the story about Livingstone is when he first got to Africa, many months went by and nobody heard from him, and they wanted to know what happened to this missionary.
关于他的一个故事就是说，他去到非洲以后，好几个月过去了，但大家没有得到他的任何消息，所以人们就想知道他在非洲出了什么事。
And it's as if the whole world was interested, and so a New York newspaper, the New York Herald, in 1869 sent one of their reporters to Africa to see if he could find where David Livingstone had ended up.
所以因为大家都想知道这个利文斯顿到底出了什么事情，所以当时《纽约先驱报》就派了一个记者在1869年的时候去到利文斯顿住的这个小镇上去。
So after 2 years of exploration, he found him on the shores of Lake Tanganyika, and his famous greeting was, Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
经过两年的寻找，这个记者终于在当地这个小镇上找到了利文斯顿博士，然后他就说，哎，我想你就是这个利文斯顿博士吧。
And the missionary said, yes, and I feel thankful that I'm here to welcome you.
然后这个传教士就说，是的，我是，我很高兴在这里欢迎你。
Now, here's what I want to talk about. This reporter's name was Stanley.
现在这是我想要说的，这一个记者的名字叫做斯坦利。
Henry Stanley was no Christian, he was no believer.
亨利·斯坦利当时还不是一个信徒，他不相信神。
And he criticized David Livingstone for what he saw as a medical doctor who had wasted his life in Africa.
他批评利文斯顿说他是一个医生，但他却浪费他的时间在非洲。
But Livingstone quietly lived a godly life in front of this visitor, determined not to force his religion on Stanley.
但是利文斯顿他就很安静的继续过自己这种敬虔的生活，而没有将自己的信仰强加在这个他的这个访客斯坦利身上。
But after many months of living with the godly doctor, Stanley gave his heart to Christ and became a believer because of the influence of this godly missionary.
但是当斯坦利和利文斯顿住了有几个月之后，他被这个近前的医生的生活所影响，也把他的生命奉献给了耶稣基督，成了一个基督徒。
So you see, he has an influence on the unbeliever.
所以我们大家在这里看到，他对不信主的人是有一个影响的。
Let me give you another example of influence.
让我给大家举另外一个例子来解释这种影响力。
In the Old Testament, we have the great prophet named Elijah.
在旧约中，我们有一个很有名的先知叫以利沙。
Elijah didn't go around boasting of his spiritual greatness or his holy living.
以利沙那个时候他没有到处的因着他的这个灵性的伟大或者圣洁的生活而自夸。
And he just quietly lived his life as a believer. And one day, the Shunammite woman who lived in the little village said to her husband, "I perceive this is a holy man of God who passes by us continually."
以利沙只是安静地过着自己基督徒该有的敬虔的生活。然后过了一段时间，有一个书念的妇人就对她的丈夫说，我看出那常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人。
Without preaching a sermon, he had an influence on this woman, and she could perceive that he was a Christian.
虽然以利沙没有在那里讲道，但是这个书念妇人能够看出来他是圣洁的神人。
Let me give you a more modern example of influence.
让我给你们一个离我们更近、更现代的一个例子。
When my wife and I pastored a church in the state of Maryland.
在我妻子和我在马里兰州牧会的时候。
We had a man who attended our church. In fact, he was the Sunday school superintendent.
我们教会有一个就我们主日学的一个老师。
He testified to being a believer.
他自己说他是一个信徒。
But my wife wasn't convinced.
但是我妻子却不这么认为。
Men, sometimes it'll do you well to listen to your wife.
大家知道吗，弟兄们，有时候你们真的要听听你们的姐妹在说什么。
Oh, I said, I'm sure he's a good man.
虽然我不停地说，我确定他是一个好人。
He said, I'm not so sure. He won't look me in the eye when he talks to me.
但我妻子却说我不这么认为，因为我每次跟他说话的时候他都不敢看我的眼睛。
So I've been married 52 years.
我已经结婚52年了。
And when my wife tells me something, I learn to listen.
慢慢的我妻子在对我说话的时候我就学会要听她的。
Let me tell you about this fellow.
让我来跟你们分享这个人的故事。
I was working as a manager in a company. I had about 60 employees under me.
我当时在一个公司任这个管理的工作，我大概有几十个这个员工。
And of course, it was my job to hire and fire people.
我当时主要负责这个招聘员工和解雇员工。
So one day we were going to hire a lady for a secretary, and so I was going to interview three different ladies that day.
所以那天我们就要招聘一个秘书，所以我们面试了三个候选人。
Now, I'm talking about influence.
记得我要在这里讲的是影响力。
So the one lady came back to my office and she had her application, her paper with her.
其中一个女士她到我办公室来的时候手里拿着这个申请的材料。
And I read over the application and guess what I discovered?
我就读完了她这个申请材料，大家猜我发现了什么？
Her boss on the former job was the fellow who was our Sunday school superintendent.
这个女士她上一个工作的老板就是我们这个主日学的这个老师，这个负责的这个老师。
She has no idea that I know this fellow.
这个女士并不知道我认识那一位弟兄。
So I looked over her application and I worked my way down through it and I finally came to this former boss of hers.
我就看他这个申请材料，看到最后发现了他之前的这个老板。
And I've discovered sometimes it's good to know what they say about the former boss.
我发现有的时候你能从他们对他们之前的老板的描述中学到很多，了解很多。
So I said, "Tell me about your former manager, this boss of yours. What was he like?"
我就问这个女士，我说给我讲讲你之前的老板，他是一个什么样的人。
Keep in mind, she doesn't know that I know this fellow at all.
要记得，这个女士并不知道我认识那个人。
She looked at me and she said, "Oh, that fellow."
她就看这个女士就看着我说，哦，那个人啊。
She said he couldn't keep his hands off the women.
她总是到处的这样沾花惹草，招惹女生。
And she went on and gave me some examples that I won't share this morning, but they're not very pleasant.
这个女士就后来又给了举了一些例子。但是都是不好的例子，我今天也不在这里分享。
And when she was done, it was clear that nobody had any confidence in this fellow on that job.
当她说完之后，我发现好像这个人，其实做那个工作做的并不是很顺手。
He's leaving behind a very bad influence.
他留下了一个非常不好的这个影响。
Let me give you another example.
让我给大家另外一个例子。
One of my students was a minister in the state of Michigan.
我的一个学生是在密歇根州的一个传教士。
So he asked me to come up and preach for the weekend for him. So we drove up to Michigan to his church.
有一次他就邀请我到他的教会去讲道，所以我们就去到了密歇根。
And I was out walking one morning out on the street.
有一天早上我就在街上散步。
And as I came up the driveway to the parsonage where he lived,
当我就是走到他们家门口的那个路小路上的时候，
I started to talk to the neighbor lady who lived across the driveway.
我就开始和他的这个邻居的一个女士在聊天。
And somehow the name of the former pastor came up in our conversation.
很奇怪的是，我们在交谈的时候，这个女士就谈到了之前的那个牧师。
And I'm sorry to tell you, she wasn't very well impressed with the other preacher.
我想要跟大家说，那个女士没有觉得那个牧师很好。
Whatever he said or did or however he conducted himself around her, it didn't leave a good impression on her.
那个牧师所做的、所说的，没有对这个女士产生很好的影响。
Now my student, who was at that time the pastor, she liked him.
我的学生，就我访问的这个学生，当时。是这个教会的牧师，这个女士很喜欢他。
And I thought when I was talking to my wife later, that first fellow he would die if he knew what that neighbor lady said about him.
我后来跟我妻子在交流的时候，她就说，我如果知道我的邻居这么说我的话，我可能都会想死的心都有了。
Understand, it was nothing sinful, nothing wicked, just his ways left an influence on her that she didn't care for him.
她并没有做什么诡诈或被虐的事情，只是他这样子的生活方式对人产生了一个不好的影响。
So people are watching your life and they're drawing conclusions.
所以人们在看你是怎样的生活，而且从你的生活方式或行为中得出结论。
Now some mornings you wake up from your night's rest and you feel good and you want to just go out and really influence people for good.
有的时候你早晨起来自我感觉非常好，你就想走出家门去，用好的影响力去影响别人。
And you know what happens?
你知道接下来会发生什么吗？
Nobody pays any attention.
有时候大家可能根本都没有注意到你。
And then you wake up in the morning when you didn't sleep well at night and you're about half grouchy.
有的时候你可能早上起来，晚上也没有睡好，整个人的状态都不好。
You know that word grouchy?
Not
in a good mood.
就是感觉很不舒服。
And he goes off to work.
然后他去到工作的地方的时候。
And that's the day everybody notices.
就你状态不好的这一天，好像所有人都注意到你意识到你的存在。
So you've got to be on your toes all the time because people are watching you.
所以我们每一天都要很谨慎、很小心，因为大家都在看着呢。
Remember, none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself.
大家要记得，我们当中没有一个人是为自己活，也没有一个人是为自己死。
I wonder what your neighbor thought the last time you stayed home from church.
我很好奇，上一次你在家待着没有去教会的时候，你的邻居是怎么看你的？
Do you remember Job in the book of Job, who all the bad things that happened to him and his three friends came to visit him?
大家记得吗？在约伯书中，当那些不好的事情发生在约伯身上的时候，他的三个朋友来拜访他。
We call them Job's comforters.
我们说他们是约伯的安慰者。
Now they didn't know what had gone wrong in Job's life, but they were convinced that he must have done something bad, sinned, and somehow God is doing this to him.
他们不知道约伯的生活中到底发生了什么，但他们却执意的认为一定是约伯做了什么不合神心意的事或者犯了罪，所以神才这样对他。
So after they get there, there's about 9 chapters where each one of them is talking, and Job responds, and another one talks, and Job responds.
所以在约伯记中大概有九章的章节都是他们每一个人对约伯说话，然后约伯有回应，然后他们另一个人又来对约伯说话，约伯继续回应。
And what I notice is these fellows influence each other.
我注意到的是这三个人他们其实互相影响着对方。
The first one, he says, Job, we know you've done something wrong.
第一个人说约伯，我们知道你做了一些错的事情。
And that emboldens the next fellow, and he gets a little bit harder on Job, a little stronger in his accusations.
所以第二个人在起来跟约伯说话的时候，他好像就更大胆的去指责，去指控约伯。
And so the third one gets even more accusatory.
所以第三个人的指责就更加的强烈。
And so they influence themselves to get more and more bold in their accusations.
所以他们互相影响，在他们的指责控告中就变得越来越大胆。
I'll give you another example.
然后再给大家一个例子。
In the New Testament, when Jesus was in the house and the woman came in and put the expensive perfume on his feet, do you remember the story?
在新约中也有写到，耶稣在一户人家中，然后有一个女人，将很昂贵的香膏涂抹在耶稣的脚上，大家还记得这个故事吗？
Now, if you compare one gospel writer with the other gospel writer, you notice something interesting.
如果你比较不同的福音书中对这一段故事的描述继续的话，你会发现一个很有趣的事情。
It's Judas, the betrayer, who first finds fault with the woman. Says, "Why? What was this great waste? This expense? This money? This perfume should have been sold and the money given to the poor." That's what Judas said.
大家会看到，其实第一个起来指责这个女士的，这个妇女的是卖主的那个犹大。他起来说：“你为什么浪费这样子的香膏？你应该把这个香膏卖了钱来帮助穷人。”
So John says that it was Judas who started the accusation.
所以约翰说是犹大最先开始了这样子的批评。
And then the other writer says that all the disciples started to accuse the woman.
别的这个福音书的作者说是所有的使徒都在起来指责这个妇人。
So one influences the other.
所以我们也看到一个人在影响着他周围的人。
Now let me give you an example from my own life.
让我给大家举一个我自己的例子。
This is very difficult for me to tell you.
让我跟大家分享这个，其实对我来说挺难的。
My wife says, "Don't tell them about this."
我妻子说不要跟他们分享这个。
About a year ago, we were flying from West Palm Beach to Pittsburgh.
大概一年之前，我们从这个西棕榈滩飞去匹兹堡。
And just as we were ready to start boarding the plane, two ladies came with a little baby.
当我们准备要登机的时候，有两个女士带着一个小宝宝走了过来。
One of them was the mother. I don't know who the other one was. Maybe a relative.
其中一个女士是这个小宝宝的妈妈，另外一个可能是他们的亲戚。
So all of a sudden, the baby lets out a loud scream.
所以突然的这个小宝宝就开始大声的尖叫。
And my first thought was, I hope when I get on the airplane that baby will be way in the back somewhere or in the front.
我当时的第一个反应就是，当我们登机以后，我希望这个宝宝是坐在离我很远的最后面或者是最前面。
That's not the way it happened.
但事实并不是这样。
The mothers and the baby were right across the aisle from us.
这个妈妈带着这个宝宝就坐在我们走到旁边的座位上。
And every so often, this baby would scream and cry.
每过一会儿，这个小宝宝就会大声的尖叫，然后会哭。
And I would look over, hoping that somebody would do something to quiet the baby down.
所以我就会把头扭过去，我希望有人能出来做点什么，让这个宝宝不要再哭了。
Just like you would have done.
就像我们每一个人可能会做的。
I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything.
我没有说什么，我也没有做什么。
In fact, I was reading a very godly book.
事实上，我还在读一个很属灵的书。
John R. Stott has written a book called The Radical Disciple.
我当时在读的那本书就是斯托德牧师写的《世界在等待的门徒》。
So every so often, this baby lets out a shrill scream and makes some noise.
所以每隔一会儿，这个宝宝就开始哭、尖叫，发出各样嘈杂的声音。
And I turn and look at the baby.
然后我就看一看，然后把书转向这个宝宝。
Hoping desperately they'll somehow give him what he wants to get him quiet.
就我就期待着这他们的妈妈能让这个宝宝能够安静下来。
So after a while, the baby went to sleep.
过了一会儿，这个宝宝终于睡着了。
And then as we got closer to Pittsburgh, the baby woke up and more of the same.
当我们快要到达匹兹堡的时候，这宝宝又醒来继续折腾。
And my wife was nudging me, saying, "Don't worry about it."
我的妻子就用胳膊来碰碰我说，不要担心他，不要管他。
Now let me tell you what happened, and this is embarrassing.
让我告诉你接下来发生了什么，这对我来说觉得有点尴尬。
We got off the plane and started up the jetway.
当我们下飞机之后，再往这个大厅走的时候。
And just as we got into the airport itself.
当我们刚刚到达这个大厅这个航站楼的时候。
Some woman sitting behind me that I had never noticed.
有一个坐在我后面的一个女士，我从来没有注意到的一个坐在我后面的女士。
She whirled around and looked at me and said.
她就转过来就这样指着我对我说。
She said, "I was watching you. You were angry. You were mad."
她说我都看着你呢，你当时特别生气。
She said, "Listen to you. Don't you know how babies are?"
难道你不知道宝宝们就是这样子吗？
She said, "Turn your hearing aids down, old man."
她说老同志啊，把你的这个助听器关小一点就好了。
And I'm thinking that was an excellent idea. Why didn't I think of that?
然后我想这主意太棒了，我怎么没想到呢？
And finally, I mean, she just kept on and on and on.
然后这个女士就一直在说我，说我。
She tried to tell me it was a good baby and they were good parents and the problem was with me.
这个女士试图在告诉我，那个宝宝很乖，这个女士他们也是很好的父母母亲。其实这个问题的根源在于我。
And her last words to me was, "There, I got it off my chest. I feel better."
当她把这个说完了，她说：“终于说完了，我感觉好多了。”
I did not feel better.
但是我听了这话却没有感觉好一些。
I mean, I had been reading The Radical Disciple.
我当时在飞机上在读这本《世界在等待的门徒》。
It wouldn't have been any good for me to invite that lady to my church. She wouldn't be interested.
我觉得邀请这个女士到我们教会一定不是个好主意。
You see, I had a very negative influence, and I had no idea she was even watching.
大家就看到我当时有一个很不好的影响，而且我根本没有意识到这个女士在看我。
And now, when I fly in the airplane,
现在当我坐飞机旅行的时候
，I never look at babies.
我再也不会去关注周围的小宝宝。
At least when they cry.
至少是当他们哭的时候，我不会去看他们。
All right. Now, let me give you a little bit better personal illustration.
让我跟大家再分享一个比较积极的一个个人的分享。
2 years ago in January, I was flying from Baltimore to West Palm Beach.
大概两年前的一月份，我从巴尔的摩飞到西棕榈滩。
The airplane was packed out. It was a full ride.
这个飞机是满员的，坐满了人。
And I was flying Southwest Air, which has open seating, so you can choose your seats.
我当时乘坐的是西南航空，所以你可以选择你自己要坐的位置。
And on the middle seat across on the other side of the aisle in the middle was a nice farmer from the state of Minnesota.
在我这个走道旁边的中间的座位上坐的是一个很友善的来自明尼苏达州的一个农夫。
And his poor wife had to sit behind him in the middle. They couldn't even sit together. It was that full.
那个飞机坐得很满，以至于这个先生他的妻子要坐在他后面一排中间的座位上，他们都不能坐在一起。
And so he and I struck up a conversation, and he told me about himself. He said, "My name is Roger Lindquist," and he said, "I am a lay leader in the church in our little Lutheran church in Minnesota."
所以我们就开始交谈，然后他就给我介绍他的名字，他叫罗杰林尼昆斯特，然后他是当地的一个小的。
And he said, "We live out here. Is it the mall at Wellington? Somewhere out in that area. There's a little Lutheran church there that he's very active in. They come down for the winter, so he's very involved in church."
他是一个参与很参在教会中参与很多服事的人。他 来佛州就是为了来过冬天。
So when he told me he was Lutheran, I said, well, I used to study at a Lutheran seminary in Pennsylvania.
当他提到他是这个路德教会的话，我就跟他说，我之前在宾州的这个路德会神学院学习。
So I had studied with the Lutherans, and he was Lutheran, so I guess he thought he could trust me a little bit.
因为他说他是这个路德教会的，然后我也在路德教会的神学院学习过，所以他觉得他可以相信我。
He said there's an awful lot of modern teaching starting to come into our church.
他就跟我提到了现在教会中有很多这个很不好的所谓的自由的这种教导在教会中。
I said I know. When I was at the seminary, I noticed a lot of the liberal teaching.
我就说我也意识到了有很多这种所谓的自由啊开放的这种教导。
You know I had professors in that seminary who didn't believe that Jesus died on the cross. He only passed out.
大家知道吗？我当时读书的时候，有那个讲员，他当时根本不相信耶稣在十字架上死了，他认为耶稣只是昏迷了。
It's terrible. It's called the swoon theory. Swoon means to pass out.
这是很糟糕的，这是当时很流行的一种叫做耶稣昏迷说，就说耶稣只是昏迷了，没有死。
And then they say when Jesus was put in the cold, cool tomb, he revived and woke up.
他们就宣称说主耶稣当时到那个坟墓中的时候他就从昏迷中清醒了过来。
You need to understand there are preachers out there that preach this stuff in some churches.
大家要知道在有些教会有讲道有讲员在讲这些东西。
And he talked about gays and homosexuals and all that. I want to know what I thought.
他也提到了我们现在世界上的这些同性恋。
And finally I said, well, let me give you an example of what can happen when you start studying liberal theology and liberal Bible study.
所以我就跟他说让我给你举个例子来让你看到如果你一直朝着这个所谓的这种更自由的路线去学习所谓的这种自由的这种神学会导致什么。
I said, Roger, have you ever heard of a fellow by the name of Bart Ehrman?
我就对他说罗杰你有听说过这个巴特尔曼的故事吗？
Oh, I said, I've never heard of him.
他说我从来没听过。
Well, I said he's a very important Bible teacher. Let me tell you about him.
所以我就说这个巴特尔曼是一个很有名的这个圣经的教师，让我来给你讲他的故事。
Now, when I'm in Ohio, I teach at a seminary in Ashland, Ohio.
我当时在俄亥俄州的时候。
And my students who are getting their master's degree have to write a thesis.
我的学生他们要取得他们的硕士学位，必须要写一个论文。
So I agreed to direct this one man's master's thesis on a certain subject.
所以我当时同意去指导其中一个学生的硕士论文。
And the faculty chairman said, make sure he looks at Bart Ehrman stuff.
当时的这个论文指导委员会的这个主席就跟我说，你要确定他看这个巴特尔曼的这个
At that time, I didn't know anything about Bart Ehrman, so I started doing some studying, some reading, and found out about this fellow.
我当时并不是很了解这个巴特尔曼，所以我做了很多研究。
Now, this very day, as I stand in front of you, he is chairman of the Department of Religion at the University of North Carolina.
当现在我正在跟大家分享的时候，他是北卡一个学校的宗教系的主任。
He started off in the state of Kansas, going to a little country church.
他最开始的时候是在堪萨斯州的一个小的乡村教会。
Listen to this story about Bart Ehrman. He was very good with getting other children to come to school, come to church with him and Bible school.
这个巴特尔曼他很擅长于把别的小朋友、别的人一起领到教会、领到主日学。
He was just a good little soul winner.
他就是一个很能够为主得灵魂的这个人。
So when he graduated from public high school, he went to Chicago to the famous Moody Bible Institute.
当他从这个公立学校高中毕业之后，他就去到芝加哥很有名的这个穆迪神学院。
Moody has been around for 125 years, 150 years, training preachers of the gospel.
这个穆迪神学院已经距今有125年的历史了，就是他们一直在预备或者教导这个传福音的工作。
And Bart Ehrman did very well at Moody. In fact, he found out that he had a gift for Greek language and New Testament studies.
这个巴特尔曼当时在穆迪的时候学习也很好，而且他发现他有这个学习希腊语的恩赐。
He graduated with a 4.0 average, straight A's.
他以全优的成绩毕业。
So he went across town to another school called Wheaton University.
所以他就去到了伊利诺伊州的这个Wheaton 这个神学院这个学校。
That's the same college that Billy Graham graduated from.
Wheaton 学校也是这个 Billy Graham 很著名的布道家毕业的地方。
Very fine school, a good Bible-believing school.
是一个很好的这个信神的这样一个学校。
So when he was finishing his master's degree there, he applied to Princeton Theological Seminary up in New Jersey.
当他从Wheaton 拿到硕士学位毕业的时候，他又去申请普林斯顿的这个学校。
Princeton's a very prestigious seminary, trains many, many preachers. It's been around several hundred years.
这个普林斯顿学校也是一个很有名的预备这个宣教士的一个学校。
So Bart Ehrman goes there to work on his doctoral degree in New Testament studies.
所以巴特尔曼就去到那里去完成他的博士学位，然后他的主攻的方向是新约。
But Princeton had so many liberal professors by now.
但是在现在这个普林斯顿这个学校有很多有很自所谓的自由派的这些学者。
Bart was down to the last year of study. He's just about ready to graduate with his PhD in theology.
当他马上就要拿到他这个神学博士要毕业的时候
，Ehrman did a paper on the Gospel of Mark, something he was writing on in the Gospel of Mark.
他当时就在写一个关于马可福音的一个文章。
And his professor gave him an A on the paper, but he wrote a note in the side column.
他的老师给了他这个 A， 就是最高的很好的这个评价给他这个文章，但是在这个页边上写了这样子的一句话。
And he wrote something about the writer of the Gospel of Mark. He said maybe Mark was wrong on this point.
他这个老师写到说，或许马可在这一点上是说错了。
Planted a question in Bart's mind whether or not the Bible was inerrant.
所以这一句话，这短短的一个评价，就在尔曼心中种下了一个疑惑，就说也许圣经是有错误的。
He said, "I took that paper and I went home to my dormitory room that afternoon."
他就说，他就把这个文章从老师那里拿回来，回到他自己的这个宿舍。
He said, "I sat down and I thought, well, if Mark was wrong there, maybe Mark was wrong there." And maybe Matthew was wrong there, and maybe John was wrong there.
然后他就开始更多的想，哎，也许马太也说错了，约翰也说错了。
And he said by the end of that afternoon, he said I was beginning to question the accuracy of everything in the Bible.
他就说到那天下午的时候，我就开始来质疑或者怀疑整本圣经的这个正确性。
He said that afternoon, he said, I gave up my faith in God's word.
所以他就说那天下午的时候，我放弃了对神的话的这种信心。
He graduated, he got his doctorate.
他从那所学校毕业，拿到他的博士学位。
He stayed and pastored a big church in New Brunswick, New Jersey for 1 year.
他在新泽西也牧养一个很大的教会。
And the next year, he got the job that I just told you, chairman of the Department of Religion at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
在那个教会牧会一年之后，他就在这个北卡教堂山分校拿到了这个职位，就是我刚才说的这个宗教系的主任。
I've read articles on this guy in Time magazine and different. You see him on different programs. He's interviewed on the Today Show and all the channel network. Everybody talks to Bart Ehrman. He's a very important man.
我看了很多关于他的这个评价或者他的分享。他曾经在时代周刊上有他的分享。
If you go to the bookstore, go down to Borders Books or wherever you Barnes and Noble, you'll find a whole shelf of books on the religious section by Bart Ehrman.
如果你去到书店的话，你还是会看到有一整排的这个关于宗教的书，都是巴特尔曼写的。
He doesn't believe in the inspiration of the Bible. He questions everything in it, and he teaches his students the same stuff.
他质疑圣经的准确性，他不相信圣经的真实。他也教他的学生同样的事情。
And I read an article that says when he went into his big college class to give a lecture.
我读到说他有一次去给学生上课的时候。
His so popular among his students, they stand up and cheer like it was a rock concert.
他的学生就站起来，就像是一个这个演唱会一样，在那儿欢呼，在那儿叫。
And then he just systematically undermines their confidence in God's word.
他就这种很系统，就让他们 用他的话来影响学生对神的话的认识。
Remember, this is the Sunday school boy from Kansas.
大家要记得吗？这是那个在堪萨斯州领人来主日学的那个小孩。
His wife said he doesn't even go to church anymore except twice a year.
他的妻子说他现在一年只去两次教会。
He goes on Easter and Christmas just out of curiosity to see what they're doing.
他只有在复活节和圣诞节的时候会去，然后去看教会里。出于好奇去看教会里在发生什么。
One article I read said that he drives around the campus in his red BMW convertible.
有一篇文章就说他开着他自己的这个红色宝马跑车在校园里到处走。
A happy agnostic, that's what he calls himself.
他就是一个很开心，但是也很这个。
Now remember, I'm telling this across the aisle to a fellow sitting in the middle seat.
大家要知道，我当时讲这个的时候，我是讲给在那个坐满人的飞机上，隔着一条走道的中间座位的那个人。
I said, Roger, do you know the story of Charles Templeton?
我跟他说，我说，罗杰，你知道这个查尔斯·钱普利顿的这个故事吗？
Now he said, I don't.
他说我不知道。
Well, I said, back when Billy Graham, the great evangelist, started preaching in 1948-1949.
我就告诉他说，在这个 Billy Graham 最开始布道的时候，在1948年的时候
，Charles Templeton was his partner.
在这个1948-1949年的时候，这个查尔斯·钱普利顿是他的助手，跟他一起。
I'm sorry, I'm saying it's wrong. Stapleton, I beg your pardon. It's Charles Stapleton.
Yeah.
Please correct that.
就叫查尔斯·钱普利顿。
Stapleton started reading this liberal stuff.
他就开始这个查尔斯就开始读这些所谓有自由趋势自由派的这些东西。
And he said to his friend Billy Graham, just as they're getting ready to start their first big campaign in Los Angeles.
在他们在拉斯维加斯准备开这个大的布道会的时候，他就对他的这个伙伴说。
Stapleton says, Billy, are you going to go with this new flow of theology, this more liberal stuff, or not?
他就说你是不是要跟着这个自由的潮流、自由的趋势一起往前走呢？
Billy Graham said, I went up into the mountain that night before the campaign started and I spent a night in prayer with God.
然后 Billy 就说他在那个大的布道会之前，他一晚上在那个高的地方在跟神祷告。
He said, on that mountain above Los Angeles, I settled in my mind that night I was going to believe the Bible the way it was taught when I was a boy.
然后他在那个这个 Los Angeles 晚上祷告的时候，他就发现神对他说要相信这个圣经上所记载的这些东西。
And when he told that to Stapleton the next day, Stapleton said, "You're crazy, Billy. You're going to become an intellectual dinosaur."
当他第二天告诉这个田普利顿这些事情的时候，田普利顿说：“你疯了吗？你会变成一个很有知识的这个大恐龙。
”Now we know what happened to Billy Graham. He went on to be one of the greatest evangelists the world's ever known in the 20th century.
我们知道这个 Billy Graham 后来就成为了二十世纪很有名的这个布道家。
But Charles Stapleton left him shortly thereafter.
但是查尔斯之后却离开了他。
You know what happened to Stapleton?
你们知道这个钱普利顿他后来发生了什么吗？
He became an atheist.
他后来变成了一个这个不信神的人。
He moved off to Toronto, Canada, and became a sports announcer.
他后来就去到了加拿大。
And he wrote a famous book.
写了一本很有名的书。
You know the title of that book?
你知道那本书的名字叫什么吗？
Farewell to God.
叫做告别上帝。
No doubt he's dead now, died an atheist.
他现在已经去世了，然后他去世的时候还是一个无神论者。
So I'm telling all this to Roger, who's sitting in the middle seat across the aisle.
所以我就对这个坐在走到旁边中间座位的这个先生讲这些故事。
Roger said, wow, I had no idea.
这个男生就说哇，我真的不知道这些。
So by now we landed in West Palm Beach and we're taxiing up to the jetway.
然后我们降落在西棕榈滩，我们这个就在等着飞机走到这个登机口的时候。
And as soon as the pilot switches off the seatbelt fasten sign, we all stood up.
当这个机长关掉这个安全带指示灯，我们站起来之后。
And as I'm reaching up to get my piece of luggage over my head.
我去拿我这个行李架上的行李。
A man sitting in front of Roger on the aisle.
在这个罗杰这位先生前面坐的一个男士。
A man I had not noticed at all.
我整个段旅程我都没有注意到这个男士。
He turned around and looked at me, and here's what he said.
这个男士突然就转向我，然后他对我说。
He said, "Sir, you don't know how much you've helped me today."
他说，我都你不知道你今天帮了我多大一个忙。
He said, "Your voice carries well."
他说你的声音很有穿透力，我都听到了。
He said, "Everything you were saying to that man, I was sitting there listening."
他说你对那个男士讲的话，我都听到了。
Now he said, "I'm a believer," but he said I was a discouraged believer when I left my motel room this morning.
他说我也信神，但是我今天早晨离开我住的这个酒店的时候，我是很灰心的。
And he said, "Sir," he said, "God used you today to help me."
他说先生啊，神今天用你来帮助我。
And that was a whole lot better than the old lady telling me to turn down my hearing aids.
这个故事听起来比那个妇人告诉我要把我的助听器关小点，这个故事听起来要好多了。
So I've given you two examples how it can be positive or negative. You just don't know who's listening or watching.
所以我给大家两个例子，一个是积极的，一个是消极的，因为你永远不知道到底谁在听，谁在看。
Years ago in the big cities, they had gas street lights.
在一段时间之前，在城里面。这个街上的灯都是要用这个气点的。
So in the evening, a man went around with a lighter on a long pole, and he would light those lights one after another. He'd walk around the town, lighting one light after another.
所以到晚上的时候，就会有专门的人拿着一个打火机，然后把街上的每一盏灯点亮。
And there was a small boy in one neighborhood who loved to follow him down the street and watch him light those gas lights.
当时有一个小男孩，他很喜欢就跟着这个点灯的人走街串巷，然后看他点亮每一盏灯。
Now, when the little fellow had gone as far as he was allowed to go, he had to come back to the house.
当他这个小朋友走到就是不能再往前走的要回家的时候，他就回到自己的家里。
And he would go up in the upstairs where he could watch out the window.
所以他就回到家里，走到楼上，然后从楼上的窗户里往下看。
And later he would tell his father this.
过一会儿他会告诉他的爸爸。
He said, "I can tell everywhere the lamplighter has been because he leaves behind a streak of light."
他就跟他的爸爸说，我知道这个点灯的人他去到了哪些地方，因为不管他走到哪儿，他会留下这样的火光。
And what you and I need to do is look in the mirror and see what we're leaving behind.
你和我需要做的是，我们要看看镜子里去想我们留下的到底是什么呢
？Yes.I heard of a superintendent of a large factory.
我听说以前在一个大的工厂里面的一个管理者。
So this man finally passed away, and the company posted a notice on the bulletin board where the people clocked out when they went home.
所以当他这个管理者后来去世的时候呢，这个工厂就在工人们打卡下班的那个地方贴了一个告示。
So the next day when the funeral was held for the superintendent, the sign said, at 2 o'clock, everything in the factory will stop for 5 minutes.
所以在他葬礼的前一天，然后这个告示就写着说，明天下午两点这里的一切它都会停止，会停五分钟的时间。
Two men were standing there reading that notice on the bulletin board.
有两个人就在看这个告示。
One fellow says, I know one thing that won't stop.
然后其中一个工人就说我知道有一件事情肯定不会停的。
His friend looked at him and said, yeah, what's that?
然后另外一个人说是什么呢？
He said his influence.
他说他的影响不会停。
You know, the Hebrew writer in chapter 11, that great faith chapter, ends up the chapter saying, these being dead yet speaketh.
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书十一章讲这个大信心的时候，最后他说到他虽然死了却因着信仍旧说话。
Psychologists tell us, I don't know how they arrive at these figures, but they say that each one of us in a lifetime will significantly influence between 15 and 20 people.
心理学家他们有统计，然后告诉我们说，在我们的一生中，我们会很重要或者很深远的影响15到20个人。
You know, we've just come through the Easter season.
我们刚刚有经过这个复活节。
Have you wondered what it would have meant to the Lord if some of those disciples had stayed at the cross with him?
你有想过吗？如果主耶稣的一个门徒，他们当时和 耶稣一直在那个十字架上待着会怎么样呢？
Apparently one influenced the other, and they all took off and fled.
但是呢，他们一个影响另一个，他们都四散而去了。
I have to give credit to the women. They're the ones who stayed at the cross, not the men.
我们真是要表扬一下那些女士，因为那些男士们都走了，但是女士们却守在那个十字架旁。
You women can thank me later for that.
女士们，你们可以一会儿再来谢我。
Have you noticed how we influence each other? Let's say we're driving down the road.
大家有注意到我们是如何影响别人的吗？比如说我们在开车的时候。
And there's some obstruction up there on the road.
路上有一些这个东西。
So you sit there for a while, wondering what's going on.
就堵车的时候，你就会想，哎，怎么了？
And then finally, one person does a U-turn and goes back.
这个时候呢，可能会突然有一个人在前面挑头，打一个 U-turn， 然后往回走。
And as soon as that happens, everybody else follows.
当有第一个人这样挑头做 U-turn 的时候，别人就都跟着他一起来这样挑头。
Don't tell me we don't influence each other.
不要告诉你我们不会互相影响。
Have you ever seen people on a diet?
你有见过吗？有些人他们正在这个节食或者在控制饮食。
So they're very careful to keep the diet.
他们对自己的这个饮食特别的小心。
And then they go to the banquet.
然后他们去到宴会上的时候呢。
And one lady, she takes a little bit of something she shouldn't have.